Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So it's Thursday, and we're going to continue our discussion today on choosing labels. And today I want to touch on this concept of empowering other people. And the point is that expectations ultimately drive behavior. If you believe that you're going to be fired for poor performance, that belief causes you to act a certain way. It eats away at your self-confidence, and in the end, there's a very, very high probability that it's going to come true. If you believe you're going to be fired for poor performance, you most likely will be fired for poor performance. That's just reality. And so when we set expectations, we know that expectations affect behavior. They affect behavior on other people, and they affect behavior of ourselves. So there was a little study they did in the classroom where the teacher came in and said to the students, you know your math, and you work hard at it. And they did, and this was around standardized testing. And what they found is that worked much better than suggesting that you should be getting better grades. Right? Because in one case, you're building them up. In another case, you know, you're saying, okay, you should be getting better grades, but you're not really empowering them. And that's really the main difference here. And there was another study, again in the classroom, where a teacher was out and she left word for the substitute and suggested that one student was a troublemaker and another student was very helpful. And the substitute got the two mixed up and left notes for the teacher suggesting that this person that the teacher initially said was a troublemaker was very, very helpful, and then that person was helpful ended up being a troublemaker. And the point was, it's all based on the expectations. So the substitute clearly had different expectations than the teacher and therefore treated this each student very differently, and the outcome was based on the way they were treated. The point here, which is summed up by author John Spalding, is that if you believe in someone, show confidence in them and expect them to succeed. And I think the same thing holds true for you. And if you expect them to succeed, or if you expect yourself to succeed, you will see different results. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would ask that you subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals. And I simply ask for that opportunity. I'd like to be that person for you. And you can do it by committing to joining me for a few minutes each day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to discuss the fact that you need to choose labels wisely. But remember for today, you have the ability to empower others. You have the ability to empower yourself. And expectations ultimately will drive that behavior.